Okay. Welcome to Wednesday evening service. It'll be presented by me, then Rud, then Uma, then Jane. Part of this is going to be, I'm warning you, somewhat abstract. Okay, so I'm going to present some ideas that I think are going to come across as somewhat abstract, but nonetheless real. I want to begin by speaking about the truth. Truth can mean a lot of things to people. I was speaking some about this at FSE, saying that when we talk about the truth, it can relate to facts and has relevance to what the facts are. And yet it also relates to the pattern of whatever it is we're speaking about. The example I used in FSE was DNA. So if the DNA of a person is a certain way, and yet because of some outer circumstance, their physical body has changed from that, is no longer on the pattern of the DNA, we still might say the truth of the person is that pattern of the DNA, even though we are acknowledging the fact of what's happening. And at every level of a person, there is something like that. There's a pattern or a design to who they are, a naturalness to that. And the example I gave in FSE was that on a given occasion, you might see that pattern come forth. And truth, by its very nature, is beautiful. So you might see it coming forth as an emotional truth, the beauty of the person's heart, or as the brilliance of their mind. You might see, or just the brilliance of their being. So you might see the truth of who they are coming forth. And then in another moment, you might see it covered over for whatever reason. So what I'm getting to is that there's a truth to who we are at every level of our being, and that truth is beautiful. I was making reference in our prep time to a service of Martin Cecil's. I think it was the early 60s, but it's in the Third Sacred School if anyone wants to look it up. And it's called Truth the Mother. Truth the Mother. He described truth as being composed of two elements, design and control. Control is a hard word for some people, so I want to explore that a little bit more. He was making the point in the service that he gave that we as human beings on earth have a responsibility to hold the unfolding design of being. We're responsible for the design, and we're responsible for a controlled unfoldment of creation. If we think about that, it seems clear to me that you might say altogether that's the pattern of truth. But given the fact that we're responsible for that truth on earth in form, we're responsible for that truth in space and in time. In space and time, the two great dimensions of where we live. Space and time. Now, the most obvious plane at which space and time work is the physical. So things in the physical world are laid out in space, and that's the design being revealed or shown. So there's a pattern in the space, but then there's also in the physical world an unfoldment over time. So we have these two dimensions of our physical experience, but if you think about it, it applies to other levels of the human experience. So wouldn't you say that emotionally, if you thought back on your emotions over the course of this day, there was an unfoldment of those emotions over time? And then at any moment in time, there's a design or a pattern there, right? There's something of a pattern in the space of your emotions. And the same is true mentally, right? There's some kind of rubric of thought at any particular moment, but then there's an unfoldment of thought over time. So at every level of the world in which we live, time and space are relevant. And we're here to learn mastery of both those dimensions. So how does that come into play? And what are the issues that are up for us? Well, when we think of design, design is the pattern of things in space. And in any moment, it is what it is. However, the time reality puts design in motion. So the design at the level at which we're living anyway and experiencing life, it's not a static thing. So the pattern of our life is constantly emerging. It's constantly unfolding. And at any moment of that design, it's perfect by the design of it. So if you think of a little child or an infant or even a fetus, at every point along the way, it's perfect. It's not all of what it's going to be. So it's not the total fulfillment of the human being at any moment in time, but still it's perfect there at that moment of its unfoldment. So one of the arts of being a human being is being with the unfolding design of ourselves and then of the life around us. And the moment we think it's perfect, it just keeps changing. Or maybe we don't think it's perfect and we wish it would change. It would be different. But the ability to be with what is changing, with the unfolding truth of our experience at every level is, well, it's both the joy of what it is to be a human being, and it's also what we struggle with as human beings. So the truth of us is both the willingness, the openness to be with what's unfolding, the unfolding design, but it's also our ability to facilitate that unfoldment. So it's the ability to take what's present in the space and hold it in such a way that it allows for it to continue to emerge naturally in the natural unfoldment of the processes of life at every level. We have that gift to give to each other. So when you see someone and you see the truth and the beauty of who they are in that moment, you at the same time can be facilitating the unfoldment of that truth, the unfoldment of that beauty of who they are. So we can do that for each other. That's a gift we have to give to one another. It's a gift we have to give to a group of people. You might say that that's a part of the art of leadership at whatever level, any kind of leadership. It's the art of time. Seeing what is in the beingness of the moment and facilitating its unfoldment over time. That does sound better than control, right? Than controlling its development over time. It is a control, but it's a natural control. It's allowing the natural control factors that allow the design to emerge over time to be at work in the experience of design. So that the design is allowed to be set in motion and come to what it's meant to come to. So, of course, these very same principles are at work outside the immediate human experience in the natural world, right? If you think of a garden, it's beautiful right now, but we're facilitating its unfoldment through the season in the natural cycles of life. And we could look at every level of human activity and all the natural world, and it's like that. There is something there. It could be a piece of art that's in the process of unfolding. There's a seeing of the beauty of what's there, but then it's allowing it to unfold. That is a description of our calling to dress and keep the garden, as it's put, to be here to be stewards of creation, facilitators of creation. Obviously, there's a lot about that that's become messed up for us in our immediate human experience with each other and then in relationship to the planet. Yeah, there's something unfolding, but there's a way that we're participating in that process that is not as truth the mother. It's as some kind of what? Well, we could think of all kinds of hard words for how we've come in and claimed the land for ourselves. We've claimed creation for our own instead of understanding that it belongs in the cycles of creation. And we do it to the land and to nature, and then we do it to each other. And we do those things without realizing that it's impossible to do them without doing it to yourself. The easiest place to begin is with oneself. Because potentially, if you would allow it, you have a clear field to facilitate your own emergence. And there's nobody else in the way, and you can just do it. And there's nothing stopping you, right? You are totally empowered to do that. It's up to you. And nobody else is in the mix on that one. And then if you get the feel of that, then we can find willing people who are into that. Let's be in that together collectively. And if there's that kind of willingness in me and in you, then we're in a field, it's totally easy. There's nothing hard about that, right? If we're really willing to allow the design of who we are to unfold, it can just unfold, and there it goes. And if we're all willing to do that, ooh, that's just so lovely. And then we can be there facilitating our own unfoldment, each other's unfoldment, and the unfoldment of consciousness, the unfoldment of being among us. And at that point, we're not pulling weeds out of the garden or cooking a meal or anything like that. We're just holding what's happening in the space of human consciousness in the unfoldment of truth at that level. But if we can do that, that has great implications for our ability to see the design of creation all around us and then to facilitate its emergence.
Yeah. Yes.